here at Goshen, Town of Goshen Police, going in to file my complaint against Officer Lipinski. I'm noticing they have no cameras.
How's it going?
How are you?
What's up?
Kim Shinpudia.
Jin, how you doing?
How do you pronounce that?
I am losing.
I came yesterday to file a complaint.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the officer I was filing a complaint against was the only one here. So he told me I gotta come back.
Okay.
So could you...
Who are we talking about?
Lipinski.
Lipinski?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, let me get all the paperwork.
So. Thanks.
Stop in tomorrow morning after 8 o'clock. We'll talk with the sergeant.
Imperial?
Yeah.
Is that Imperial?
What? Yep.
I guess so.
I don't know if he's going to be wanting to file it.
What?
Try to start a complaint now.
Why?
What's up? Well, what happened? I'm not familiar with it.
Well, there's been a... I came here and reported child abuse against my wife on December 9th.
Okay.
Markowitz took the report. Lipinski met us after doing a lockdown, I guess it's called.
Okay.
He said, you know, stay calm, whatever, right? The next day, my wife did something again. Somebody called 911 because we were arguing about what she did to my kids. She called somebody and said, can you call 911?
Okay.
They came. All of a sudden, I reported that, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she made a false allegation against me.
Okay.
And Officer Lipinski bought it.
Okay.
After he was present for both reports, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I got evidence. Look at my evidence before you, you know.
What kind of evidence did you have?
My wife has been, she's in a documentary that I'm doing about our lives for the last 5 years.
Okay.
That I've also been doing for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been filming everything with her consent. We're making a documentary. We were together.
Oh, okay.
So I had her on tape confessing to herself.
Sure.
Right? So then he said, look, you know, she wants to go out with the kids now. I said, no. She's done this before. She's going to go to court. She's going to get custody, make up some bogus charges, and I'm going to lose my kids.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
He said, you got to stay here. I said, how long can she go? He said, 2 hours. I said, 2 hours? You sure? He said, give her 2 hours. So I reluctantly, I complied.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did exactly what I told him she was going to do.
Okay.
And he helped her. He met with her. He called Susan Hughes. And in the report, I made a FOIA request,
mm-hmm.
It says that he met with Susan Hughes and they came up with a plan to obtain temporary custody.
Okay.
Then he came to my house because she said I was crazy now, making these bogus allegations.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just allegations. You gotta have evidence, you know?
Sure.
You just, these are people's lives here, you know, these are children.
Absolutely.
So then came my Jesus to my house.
Okay.
Take me to the psych ward. And they said, Lipinski, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You're not paying attention, you know? You were here, you know? And I lost my kids. My kids now are in the custody of the abuser. We're in court.
Yeah.
I'm representing myself. I lost my house. I lost my job because I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't live at my home, I can't work.
Yeah.
And this has caused a lot of damage. So that's the short of it.
Okay.
And I spoke with him yesterday.
Okay.
You know? And he admitted that maybe he made a mistake, you know?
Okay.
And I told him, I said, I've got to file a complaint against you.
Yeah.
And he said, all right, you know.
Sure.
But he told me to come back and speak with Superior on Monday.
Yeah.
But then I left and I said, the last time I did what Lipinski told me to do, I lost everything.
Yeah.
So that's why I came back again today.
Today's a big day. We got the parade going on and stuff like that. He's tied up all kinds of stuff. And apparently he's going to take a little bit. Down and talk to figure all the stuff out and get it on paper and get the report done correctly. So
I just don't want, just because from experience,
yeah.
When they tell me to wait, something else happens.
Mm. Okay.
Because Officer Ring, I called 911 because I was told that my kids had food, I had a stomach virus. So I called 911 and asked for an ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's a nurse. She lied to them, told them they were fine after she reported it. And she reported it in court.
Okay.
And then Officer Ring said that he was going to have me arrested for calling in false alarms. And Officer Lipinski tried to have me taken to the psych ward.
Okay.
And, you know, I just don't want to be retaliated. You know, those are, it's like, arrest me or don't arrest me,
mm-hmm.
but don't threaten that you're going to arrest me, because it's starting to feel like harassment a little bit, you know?
Okay.
So That's why I came back today, not to be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, no.
You get it, right?
Yeah,
and you seem like a level-headed...
I try, baby, sure.
So that's why. So you know, I just would imagine that some guys are angry with me.
That's the first time I've heard about it.
Probably, definitely not you. And there's probably some information going around. And that's probably why Ring was upset, because he called me back.
Okay.
And he kind of threatened me, and I got to file a complaint against Ring, because he told me... Come on down. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you want to file a complaint against me? Come on down. And it felt like he was, you know, trying to intimidate, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you want to come to our precinct? So He told me, he said, if you want to file a report, come on down. So I'm down.
All right, well, I'm telling you, come on down tomorrow between 8 and 4. He'll be here. All right?
Thanks a lot.
Not
thanks.
A problem. Take it
busy with the parade. I just came back again because I got the impression I could file a report to somebody other than the sergeant. So I tried, but I get the message. I just fear from experience.
The message.
You gotta come back tomorrow.
Yeah. From Mr. Sergeant, you got to fuck this house. Down.
Threats have been made that I could be arrested for what I know is bogus stuff. I just don't want to be retaliated against, so I just wanted to expedite this quickly. Do I have anything to fear so far with you guys? There's no warrant for my arrest or anything. I'm not being charged with anything else, right? Okay, I just need to confirm.
No, unless, I mean, I don't know what some of you guys would have. I'm not really fortunate about what it is, but I mean, you can let the court over your house. Is it your ex-wife or is it your...
I'm still married. She refuses to divorce me, which I don't understand. But
I haven't heard anything. No, I mean, there's nothing that I know of. There's no charges. When were those guys? Some of the guys were at the house.
No. Well, my wife told me through supervised visitation. She canceled the visit and told supervised visitation that she had to cancel because all the children had a stomach virus, and they were throwing up and vomiting, and the babysitter had it and she had it. And they couldn't do anything about it. So I called I said, well, I can call 911 and ask the ambulance to check them out because I know I've had stomach viruses. It took me to Warwick. And they gave me stuff that made me feel a lot better. And multiple people attended me and you feel better. So that's what I was trying to do. So somehow, and I requested 911 dispatch and said, please have the EMT worker call me and just let me know what's going on. But Ring called me back. Ring was under the assumption, he was telling me that I was his, he said, I'm not your personal investigator. I said, I didn't call you, and I didn't ask for Goshen PD, I just asked for medical attention. And then he threatened that I would be arrested for making a false alarm. So I was under the, you know, I had a fear then that somebody was going to arrest me for calling in a false alarm. I went to California because of that. And the other threat.
If there was anything going against it, you know, No.
All right. I'm representing myself in court. Judge Kedash has accepted that.
Yeah.
I'm an investigative journalist. I don't know. Janine Rose told me she called here in December.
Who?
Janine Rose from News 12. She said she spoke to one of the sergeants. It might have been
spouse.
And you know, this is what I do. You know. I don't have a problem with, you know. I like Officer Walls, I like Officer Thomas, I like Officer Boyd. So far, I like you. I think we met in the back one time. Was it you? I don't know. I shook the sergeant's hand in the back. Wilson.
Yeah.
You know, but there's some guys that made some mistakes here.
Yeah.
And it's costing my kids, you know. And this is what I do. I was involved with the exposing of corruption in Yonkers PD, Harrison PD. They put cameras up in the locker rooms. I was involved with that, you know. This is what I do, you know.
Yeah.
And the guy didn't believe me at first. Why are you recording your wife, you know? She's in a documentary. That's why I'm recording my wife. And you need evidence in court.
Yeah.
And she's charging me with keeping a record of the abuse. That's what you put in a report. That's ridiculous. So I have a right to, you know, New York. And New York State is a one-party consent state. For recording. This is what I do. So anyway, that's a little background about me, why I'm here, what I'm doing. When I talk to officers here, I'm talking to the officers who are involved with the case because I'm investigating the case.
Right.
I don't assume that anybody's my personal investigator.
Right.
But if you're on a report, you're involved with the case, right? I have a right.
That's cool. You need to let them know that. Say, listen, man, if you're representing yourself, say, listen, I'm representing myself in court. I need to ask the court, you know, if they don't know any better, no one's going to talk to you.
But you know what keeps happening? Everybody's favorite line is this. I can't give you legal advice.
But you can.
Right. It's obvious. I'm not asking for legal advice. And then they say, you need to get an attorney. You just gave me legal advice. You can say you have the right to an attorney, but once I tell you I'm representing myself in court because that's my right, and then you say you need to get an attorney, that's legal advice. And it's like, please, I'm just telling you, I'm not asking you. And they just, you know, people sometimes don't think things all the way through. They don't expect that I have a right to represent myself. I have a right to investigate the case.
Ask for a copy of the report. Throw the report. You know,
I made four requests.
Okay.
For all reports. All
right.
What I needed was the pink foil that my wife filled out. Because it has information in there, dates and times, that I need for the case. Now, I wasn't given that, though.
Well, that's the town hall. All the foils are supposed to be done.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I have the FOIA request in my car, a copy of it. So I made a complete request for everything.
Okay.
Why, in your opinion, I don't know if you handle it, the request. In your opinion, though, why wouldn't I be able to get the pink copy? That's part
I'm
of
not
the...
I'm familiar with the pink copy.
You know when you go to somebody's house and they file a report, and then there's a pink copy, you know, their copy they write on, that first page is
look
pink.
Look at the DIR, they're all the same. So the pink copy is a long time, the white copy is the original.
Right.
But
that's what the petitioner or respondent writes. Then the officer writes a blotter or something like that, his own version of it,
right?
I need the pink copy that she wrote.
Well, they should get it to you in the FOIA request once you get it.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't get it.
Well, then you got to keep asking, well, why did you get that copy? That's what it's like if they mix the copies. It's something I don't think that I know of. That, that was, you know, there's still laws with the FOIA, and I'm not exactly sure of every single one of them. The FOIA, because there's limitations on what people can get. But, you know, anytime you get a FOIA request, they get whatever they ask. Not whatever. I'm saying they get some sort of response to what they need. And there's people that'll spoil everything under the sun. Like, listen, you can't, there's certain things you just can't give them. You can't, we're not allowed to. But, you know,
okay,
within the premise of FOIA request, you can get whatever, you know.
Okay, so I was given about 18 pages in response to that FOIA request I made at Town Hall.
Right.
That pink foil was not in there. So who do I go to now? Now that I've already made the complete request, now who do I go to say, am I entitled to this pink report that my wife...
Oh, yeah, Sergeant Brown's guy. He's the administrator. He does all the...
But you don't have a captain right now, right?
No, our chief is...
Chief.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I knew 12 was here the last time I was here.
No, I don't know. I don't know. We don't get the money regarding what's going on. No, actually, wait.
I used to work in Warwick with them.
I would ask him to see if that part of it, because sometimes some statements and stuff like that we're not allowed to give out. That's the only thing I can think of. But I don't know, you know, like I said,
I've heard that
off the top of my head, that's allowed now. I don't know. I can tell you right now without looking into it. But, if you'd be the one to ask, because he's usually involved with the board, before it was like all that stuff, I don't usually get involved with.
So Faustus is your superior?
Well, we're both the same rank, but he's the senior. He's the senior guy.
Seniority.
Yeah,
been there long.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and he's technically the one in charge right now while we're out. The chief guy. So he's probably better as far as getting out of my hand.
Is he in today?
No.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to see you tomorrow.
I won't be here in the morning tomorrow, no.
Oh, so
he's
just
on the day. I'll be here tomorrow afternoon. Faust will be here during the day.
So who am I coming to file the complaint?
I would count Faust.
Okay, what time?
He's in from 8 to 4. He's in 8 to 4 every Monday to Friday.
As far as you know, got nothing against me either, right?
No, there's no complaint. The only thing I'm following is that he told me I have to go to your house or something. There's no warrant.
Okay.
If there was a warrant, they would have arrested you as soon as you walked in the door.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
that's why I'm scared. That's why the first time I came here, I was scared. I was like, is there a warrant for me or something? The other thing is, last thing, and I'll let you go. I know you got the parade.
Yeah.
The judge ordered that I be allowed to go to my house and that you, Goshen Town Police, it says Goshen Town Police, police are to assist, right? So the way we did it at first with Walls and Thomas was, I come here, they call her, because I can't call her.
Right.
They find out if she's there, if she can do this. They make arrangements. She probably leaves if she wants. But she doesn't have to leave, right?
What, though? Like,
to pick up my belongings.
Oh.
Right? Then we go together. I get my stuff with police presence. And then I leave.
Right.
Right? I have no other family that I can use or friends to call her on my behalf.
Right.
So, after the second, and I have a lot of stuff for my company. After the second time, I was told, you're not going to do it anymore.
I don't think they can. As long as they got time to do it, they can do it. But the thing is, we can't stay there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The problem...
You got other things to do.
Well, right.
People get hurt.
We only got two guys, maybe three guys tops, and we can't just sit in someone's house and watch them pack up all their stuff and make sure nothing happens. Unfortunately, it's not. They can't.
Right. But she called me.
You can also call the sheriff's office and they can help you.
They can help me too?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll start.
Not that these guys won't do it. The problem is we're limited. We only have two, maybe three guys. And calls are coming in. We just can't sit there. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, sorry, dude. Now we got to go. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But the sheriff's office was the same thing. They do a lot of the civil stuff where they can sit, you know, not that they can sit there all day, but they can also help you go over, get your stuff, or whatever you got to do. Yeah, they do from our... what they primarily do is all civil stuff. That's what their main thing is. Not riding around giving tickets and sending criminal complaints. It's usually civil summons order to protect.
Yeah, I spend a lot of money over there having self service.
So
is there a limitation as far as you know? Because if I'm not going to tie up your time, I'm going to say, okay, 15 minutes, cool, okay, fine, 15 minutes in and out.
Yeah.
That's not enough time to get.
That's the problem. That's what I'm saying.
So is there some kind of? So if I say, okay, once a week until I get a reasonable amount of stuff, like, is there a limit or something? Is there a reasonable limit or something like that?
I don't think there's a limit. But one, like I said, you can't, if you're coming every day and asking for a guy to go over there, they may not be able to do it, you know, or, you know, just a couple of stuff that's got to be done that they can't dedicate every day, 15, 20, half hour.
I totally understand.
You know? So, I mean, that's the only shitty part about it, you know. Unless, you know, I don't know the way the sheriff's office is, like I said, I don't know what to do. They may be able to dedicate a little bit more time, but, you know, it's like hit or miss, basically, it all comes down to it.
But I'm not being obnoxious if I follow up 3 weeks later and try again.
No.
Just check.
No, sure. You know, and, you know, I was ordered, and I reported, like, you know, that I can't do something to help.
I'll try to serve next time, then.
You could.
Because
you know,
my wife says that she's got stuff that she wants to put in storage.
We're signing off. You know, if you want to come here, one time here, one time here, whatever.
All right.
But again, it's luckily drawing. It's like, you know, it's
like today wouldn't work because you guys have got your hands full.
Yeah.
So I'll try to serve.
Like I said, I don't know. Unless, I don't know if they can schedule something ahead of time with the sheriff's office. You know, like, can I go Thursday? I don't know if we'll do that either.
Alright, that helps. I didn't know about the sheriff.
Yeah.
So that's helpful.
I mean, typically anybody can. State, sheriffs, local PD, they can all do it. It's just a matter of can they do it, you know.
Right.
Are they able to dedicate time to do it, you know. Don't get me wrong, that's a shitty situation for me, but...
Have you ever been in a situation?
I got divorced already, you know. I mean, I don't have any divorce protection against them, but I've been through it, you know.
It's a nightmare, right?
You find out the truth
oh, about your wife.
No, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So,
all right.
You can, but, no, there's no warrants, man. Jimmy Boyd is the one to know. He's our warrants guy, so there's no warrants, man.
I like Boyd, man. He's honest. He ain't afraid to talk about stuff either.
Well, the guys here are honest. Some of them just don't have as much patience as some other guys.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say this. The guys that work here, we got a good bunch of guys here. Just that some of them just don't have as much patience as other guys. You what it is. And sometimes that's because maybe you're doing a double. or, you know, it's just not...
Like your situation, dealing with other people, you know, all this kind of stuff, and then after a while, you might be like the last guy, like, oh, God, you know, like, that's the eighth time, you know, it's nothing personal,
I get it.
Anybody, just like, hey, everybody's got a bad day.
I get that, I understand that.
I get it.
And the complaint I file, I need it for my case, I have, the judge said, you gotta file reports for everything, so I'm doing what
I would come in, talk to Sergeant Tubbs tomorrow morning and ask him, listen, you got...
But I ain't trying to nail him, I ain't trying to throw anybody under the bus. You know, I need to do this because it happened, and I need it. It helps my case in court, you know? So I have to follow the process, you know? So, but, and I got to say, yesterday, Lipinski was very, he was calm. I came here to file a report yesterday, and only Lipinski was here. And I said, Lipinski, I'm coming to file a report against you. I can't file, you can't write that report, right? Yeah, I figured that. But we talked. We shook hands. We were calmer than previous, and he was calm. And I said, "Hey, man, you know, we said let's let bygones be bygones, but I gotta do this though, still, you know. And eventually, I gotta live here. You know, I don't want you to be upset with me. I don't want to be upset with you. So, you know, I guess he had a bad day one day. Whatever.
Now, I would talk to Sergeant Bell about that.
All right, I'll be here tomorrow then. Thanks for your time.
All right, man.
Have a good one. All right, good luck to you.
Good luck at the parade.
All right.
The last time you were trying to...
What a dude.